The Games are coming to London this summer. And you can't have a Games without athletes and officials, so it's vital that they get to their events on time. To make this possible, there will be road closures and restrictions, especially during road events like the marathon, so you'll need to plan your journeys in advance. The Olympic Route Network, or ORN, and the Paralympic Route Network, or PRN, make up the sections of roads that link the Olympic sites together across London. And here's where they'll be. The temporary changes along these roads will ensure everyone involved in the Games can move around London efficiently. General traffic will be allowed onto the ORN and PRN. These areas will be exceptionally busy, access will be limited and not recommended. To keep traffic moving, stopping or parking on them could result in a fine and your vehicle being removed. You won't be able to turn into certain side roads or use parking and loading bays in surrounding areas. Along the ORN, there will be marked lanes that can be used by only athletes and accredited vehicles. These are called Games lanes and will be clearly marked and signposted with the Olympic rings. Avoid a fine of £130 and/or your vehicle being removed by not driving or parking in them. Here are two examples at Hyde Park Corner and Park Lane. Three things to remember. 1. From mid-July, avoid driving in central London and around the ORN, PRN and venue areas. 2. Avoid the areas around the road events course on competition days. 3. Roads across the whole of London will be affected and the situation will change throughout the day. So if you must drive, plan ahead and allow more time. For help planning your road journeys and for more travel advice, use our temporary road changes tool at getaheadofthegames.com.